Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Thank you, lovely Fern.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Yes, we're back on in the afternoon. Whoop.
Hello.
Only Chappers has decided that he doesn't actually want to be here, but he'd rather be at the cricket instead. Hello.
That's not strictly true.
Well, there's this thing over the summer where you do, where Chappers just turns up at a cricket ground somewhere, and we don't really know what he does, but he's like, hello, today I'm in Edgbaston, and we just go with it. We don't ever question it.
Was that an impression?
Yeah, kind
of. Right. Yeah, right, thank you. Well, yeah, I'm at Edgbaston today.
What do you actually do when you're there?
I talk to the crowd and make sure that they're informed and
are you the warm-up guy?
No, I'm not the warm-up guy. Well, kind of, yeah, because I'm on before the cricket. But then when everybody's having their lunch in their seats and their drink, I talk to a couple of people and introduce some Caribbean dancing girls and stuff and to keep them entertained.
And you'd rather do that than this?
What? Choose between you and a Caribbean dancing girl?
Yeah.
Well, it's a difficult one, isn't it, really?
Is it like one of your student gigs with Comedy Dave? Do you, like, get the trumpet out and get girls to dance
on it?
Do
you know, the trumpet is so 2005.
Oh.
You know, move with the times. Okay. I don't play your bras right, though, with Caribbean dancing
girls. Do you do any games when you're at the cricket ground?
No, I don't. Although I think for when the Australians come later in the summer, I am going to. There is a game that we're going to do, but it's just been going through health and safety at the moment.
Do you do that thing right? First one to bring me your bra wins a pint?
Or no. Do you
when
do that?
When have you ever played that, Scott?
I've done that before. It was a long time ago.
Do you do that when
not
you
cricket.
Do your gigs?
When you're working or just in general in the pub?
No, students love it. It's just the first one to bring a bra. Everyone's heard that. It's the oldest game in history.
Becky isn't unclipping herself as we speak, is she?
No.
Okay, I'll speak to you in a minute, whatever you're doing. Okay, bye.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Hey, Chopper.
Yeah.
Tim Lovejoy says hi.
Tim Lovejoy says hi.
Yeah, I was on Britain's Got More Talent with him last night.
Oh, were you? How is he?
He's opinionated.
But aren't you meant to be if you go on that?
Yeah. But the thing is with that show, they're all stood right next to you normally. And you
right.
go, well, I thought you were all really good. Because they can hear you and I don't want to be horrible.
What act were you and him doing last night then?
No, we were just on the More Talent.
Together?
No, we were on the More Talent show where we had to give our opinions on who was through to the final.
Were you suitably patronising?
No.
Oh.
He was just very opinionated.
No,
but
don't mean to him. I mean, I thought the idea...
He doesn't even know who he is, man.
I do know who he is. He loves you, Chappers. He thinks you're the best thing on this show.
I thought we'd agreed yesterday that you were going to go on there and be really patronising and say good boy a lot.
I forgot.
Oh.
But he says he loves your dry wit in the afternoon.
That's... I beg your pardon?
Can I also ask, you know you're at the cricket today in Edgbaston, were you directing people to a car park earlier because you've been spotted by Phil in Birmingham?
No, I wasn't directing.
Are you actually a steward?
No, I don't have a high visibility jacket.
Okay.
I honestly wasn't directing anybody to a car park.
Hey, Chappers.
Yeah.
You don't get this with Aggers, do you?
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
I just got told to say that. I honestly don't know what I'm talking about.
We couldn't tell.
I got fed that line in my ear.
Right.
Yeah.
There are two things. One, I don't get what with Aggers. And two, do you want to tell me who Aggers is?
I know this.
Mm.
Jonathan Agnew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
BBC's esteemed cricket correspondent.
Hey, Chappers.
Yeah.
Dick.
Not another one.
You never hear David Gower going, first person to bring me a bra gets a prize, do you?
No, you don't.
Ian Botham.
No, oh, God, you're on a roll. They're coming into your ear really thick and fast.
They are. That's that's all I have, though.
Becky,
cricket-wise.
Yeah, right.
All right. I'll speak to you in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, to be in back in the afternoons.
Yes.
You loving it?
Big yes.
You sound a lot better than last week.
I know.
That was Green Day. Coming up, T.I. and Star Pilots before 4:30. Oh, what's the carries on at 5:30? So, thank you to everyone that has sent a song in that they want to be considered for Scott Mills the Musical in August. You can now hear these on demand at Radio 1 online on the Scott Mills pages. Now, we did play this one yesterday, but I imagine that quite a few people that are listening now weren't listening then because it was quite early on Bank Holiday Monday morning. You haven't heard this, have you, Becky?
No, I missed it.
This is an intro, a possible intro for the musical, and it features all of us. And this is one of the ones you can hear right now at Radio 1 On Demand.
We're just demanding it.
We are. I can imagine this being the intro.
I'm Scott, I'm not Rick Astley. This show is all about me. You all know who I am, cause you've heard me on the BBC.
You're on now, listen.
Got some listeners to write the music and script.
That's
so
not
I'm
you.
I'm sorry if this show is rubbish.
Just got Neil's musical. To the front, back, and shake it in those yellows. Musical.
Hey, 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 hey.
Ready, get set, let's go.
Go on, Becky.
In this magnificent spectacle. But if Scott makes me look stupid, I'll kick him in his hairy armpit.
Woo! Chappers, I don't like the story. Scott's getting all the glory.
The Scott Mills musical. To the front, back, and shake it in the Scott Mills musical.
Hey,
hey, hope you enjoy the show.
How good is that?
That's amazing. That's my favourite one so far, I think.
That's the possible intro to the song. Did you like the Chappers was very good. Yeah, Chappers.
I am there, yeah.
It does sound like me,
whereas Becky's sounds quite posh and classy.
Are you saying that's not how I am in real life, Mark?
No, I'm not saying that isn't how you are. I'm saying your voice isn't as posh as that person's.
That's posh and classy. That's from Craig that won the intro to the musical. Thanks very much for that, Craig. Anything else you've got to send us in? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You can send MP3s on email and stuff, or plot lines or whatever you want. And you can get all of the songs we've got so far on demand at Radio 1 online.
You can follow us on Twitter as well, can't you?
Yes, Mills the Musical it is.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Now, some people whose songs have not been put online yet for everybody to hear are getting a little bit funny about it. That's because I haven't had time to put them all online yet. And some people are saying, well, where's my song? I've sent one in for Scott Mills the Musical. It's not online. People can't hear it on demand. Well, only one person's saying that, really, and that's Fraser from Sunderland. Sorry, Fraser. He's just sent a text in going, where's mine? I'll have to write another one. It obviously wasn't good enough. It's okay. Da Vinci wasn't appreciated at first. Fraser, it's just we haven't had time to do it yet. We've got loads to still put on there, so they will get online eventually so everyone can hear them. This one isn't on there yet, but we'll get up as soon as we can. This is from Tim Minchin, who was performing some lyrics that you lot sent in last week.
Ooh, are my special friend, the only one who understands me, the only one who I demand be here. That's pretty good. Other friends, they come and go, but only true friends like you know. You're part of my routine, oh. You're the best I've ever seen, oh. You're better than caffeine, oh. You make me bounce like a trampoline, oh. You make me say things quite obscene, oh. I think, see what she's doing here? Yeah. It's like just een, but with an O. Oh. And next morning, I look quite green, oh. You're damaging my spleen, oh. You're my trusty glass of Pinot. That's good.
That is good.
Okay.
That's from when we did Moira's show last week on Better Guest Week. We're getting that one up online as well. And Morgan's been on from Barry. His song is on there. You loved it a lot last week. It's the hat song. I'm just wandering around looking for a hat. You'll like this if you've not heard it.
Mr. Mills, he always thrills me. He should put on a trilby to accent his rather undersized head. Or maybe he could try a Stetson to look like a real man, then he might get some ladies in bed. Which hat will Mr. Scott Mills choose? All of the other hats will lose. Or which one will he choose? Or which one will he choose? Or which one will he choose?
Oh, that's the hat song, which a lot of people found a very... very addictive last week. That one's on there if you want to hear it again on demand at Radio 1 online, and we'll put the ones that we haven't put up yet soon.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Podcast.
Hello, it's Mills. Becky's here. We're back in the afternoon. Chappers is at the cricket. Hello.
Hello. Has she stopped surfing the internet looking at jock straps?
No, now she's found what one looks like.
Yeah.
otherwise known as a stirrup. She is, she's fine.
I've never heard that before.
No, we just Googled it. You can do this thing on the internet now where you can look up stuff. So you're in Edgbaston.
Yes.
Cool.
Not in a jockstrap, I'd like to point out.
Thanks for that.
Hold that thought.
Now, a lot of our listeners, well, you know, a fair proportion of them are American listeners due to the internationalness of Radio 1 these days, because in America, like, people will be listening to us now and they can listen in their cars on satellite radio, and a lot of people download the podcast.
Yeah.
And then they email me and just say hi and they listen and stuff, which is really, really good, really nice. But the one question I get asked most of all, I would say, on those emails is, Scott, how do I speak English like you?
Really?
No. But if you are one of our American listeners, you've ever wanted to speak like a British, now you can.
How?
Well, there's this nice lady on the internet who's done a little kind of lesson for you.
Okay.
Thank you very much to one of our British listeners, Richard from Bolton. He sent this in and it cracked him up, so he just wants to share. So on this video on YouTube, there's a girl called Tracy Goodwin, and she specialises in corporate communication and how to speak with a British accent. Now, one of my friends off of Hampshire years ago went over to live in Canada, and she's working as a journalist, but she wanted to get like little extra parts in movies, so she did the opposite. She did a course on how to speak American.
Right.
But, so if you are one of our American listeners, here's how you do it. It's kind of a listen and repeat thing, okay?
Okay.
Here's the intro from Tracy Goodwin.
All right. First words, then sentences. Standard American followed by British.
So she'll do the American and then she'll do the British, all right?
Got it.
Okay, so Americans, listen up.
Every.
What?
Every.
Every. Every.
That's how you say it?
Evra.
Evra. Next one?
Billy. Billy.
Next.
Fairly. Fairly.
What is she doing?
She's doing the American English first, and then she's doing the actual English.
Hungry.
I wonder how that's going to sound.
Can I guess?
Go on.
Hungry.
Hungry.
Good one.
Has she only picked words that end in Y?
Yeah.
Right.
Mary's parties are lovely.
Mary's parties are lovely.
Mary's parties are lovely.
Yeah, that's a good one. She's changed it a bit now because there's not a Y on the end, I think.
Everybody has 20 or 30 minutes extra because it's foggy. Everybody has 20 or 30 minutes extra because it's foggy.
She's good.
It's not a sentence that's used often, though, is it, that? Really?
Not really.
Of all the phrases to pick to learn...
Everybody has 20 or 30 minutes extra because it's foggy.
No.
Fogger.
Fogger.
20.
20.
30.
She's very pretty.
Go on, what do you think?
She's very pretty.
She's very pretty.
She's like, why is she posh on that one? She can't make up her mind, can she?
She's like cross between the Queen and Liam Gallagher.
Yeah. Next one.
Everybody got lovely apples.
Now, how often do you say that?
Well.
Day to day. I don't say that very often.
Don't you?
Everybody got lovely apples.
Everybody got lovely apples.
And in English.
Everybody got lovely apples.
I love Tracy Goodwin.
Oh.
Thank you very much to Richard from Bolton for sending this in.
Why was Richard from Bolton looking on, trying to find out how to speak English?
I don't know.
Right.
I worry about Billy being...
Oh, hang on. Yes? Here we go.
I worry about Billy being sickly in the windy weather.
Yeah.
I worry about Billy being sickly in the windy weather.
Windy weather. You could do one of these for West Country accents.
You so could.
What, for Americans? Yeah. How to speak West Country?
How to speak West Country.
Don't limit it to Americans. Everybody should learn how to speak West Country.
How are you? What's on?
You've got it.
I'm so going to do this. Richard, I've just read his email. He was revising, and that's why he was...
Oh, right.
That doesn't actually excuse him at all.
Not
really.
Think.
But thanks very much to Rich for sending it in.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Demi Lovato, or as they would say in America, Demi Lovato. And that was La La Land on Radio 1.
Is that strange man coughing at us?
Was that Chopper?
Sorry, I didn't know I was fading out. I didn't know I was fading out. I was having a cough.
A little furball there.
Yeah.
It's 5:11. You Meet at 6 coming up. Scouting for Girls, Chantel, and Oh What's Occurring. All Star, Oh What's Occurring today, I tell you.
All Star?
Yep. All can, the stars are
can
on.
Can you give us a clue?
Maybe my stalker bloke might be making a reappearance. Calling somebody up.
Oh, brilliant.
You know when I phone them up and pretend to be their friend?
That's your best character.
Their biggest fan.
That's his only character.
That's my only character.
Well, that and his Disney impression. They're my two favourites.
Oh, bless Becky's mum.
She's been on again. She's still waiting for her laptop. Do you remember last week, Mark? My mum had that email sent through to her saying, if you send this to 8 people, you'll get a free laptop. And she sent it back, and she replied back to the person going, hi, I have sent this email to 8 people. Please could you advise when we should receive the free laptop? And one of those people was me, and I replied to her going, Mum, it's a scam. Have you not realised this? And she thought, she was like, no, it seems genuine to me. I was like, no, it's a scam.
See, my mum didn't go that, my mum didn't go that far, but she has mentioned it to me, like, oh yeah, you apparently get a free laptop. I'm like,
she's still waiting for it. She hasn't got it. I don't think she's ever going to get it, is she?
No.
All you have to do is type in free laptop into Google, and this is scam thing. It's the first thing that comes up.
It seems quite reasonable.
Yeah.
Scott's mum just emailed me.
Oh.
Nobody else. 8 times.
Yeah, my mum was going to do the laptop one, I did, but I caught her before you did, and she didn't do it. Generally, those scams are quite easy to spot, don't you think? However, you are talking to the person that did get scammed, my card scammed by a Xerox machine. Do you remember when I went to take some money out?
Yes, that's true, yeah.
A big photocopier kind of went... which was attached to the cash machine, and I didn't really recognise that. So apart from that time when I got scammed...
No, also, didn't you once reply to one of those emails asking to put lots of funds in your bank account? Did you?
I think so. And also, me and the one that didn't speak were just discussing this. I can't remember exactly what the details were, but me and my flatmate did get a letter. This is a few years ago, and it said something like, if you send us £10... and then write to all these people at these addresses. I paid so much in stationery. It was something like you write to all of them, and then within about 6 months, you become really rich. Did that? Didn't happen.
So actually, you have been scammed quite a lot.
Well, it just seemed reasonable. £10 for all that money. I know I'd have to pay a lot in stamps and envelopes and stuff, but it seemed to be like a good idea at the time.
Mm.
Speaking of scams, have those time travellers got in touch? Not that that is a scam, but it kind of, it got me thinking. For some reason, I don't know why, I just kind of thought of the time-travelling people.
Oh, you see, I've forgotten about that, which means I am also a victim of... Yeah. Maybe a victim of being scammed. It's the time-travel. The time-travel people in America who, when time-travel is invented, will come back and get you.
Wouldn't this link have been a lot shorter if we'd done things you hadn't fallen for?
I've just realised that I was saying, I think it's quite easy to fall for these things, and I've done loads of them.
You've just realised you're a gullible idiot.
Yeah. Live on Radio 1.
Can you buy me a glass hammer, please, whilst the next track's on?
Podcast. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's that?
It's Sophie from Chesterfield.
All right, Sophie, what are you saying?
I got a chain letter once. It was about pants, and you sent a letter. You sent pants to the first person at the top of the list, and you were meant to get pants back after, 10 people had the letter.
I've heard about that one before. Haven't done that one myself.
I didn't get any. They were meant to be you. I sent pants and everything, and nobody sent me any back.
Well, I did the same with £10, hoping that I would be, thousands of pounds richer. I didn't go pants.
Yeah, but that's rubbish. At least mine was, a low-risk, high-gain,
So you sent an old pair of your pants to someone else and
Sophie, that's disgusting.
No, I bought actual new pants.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, if I bought
the right size and everything.
What the right size for who?
Whoever was at the top of the list.
Why didn't you just buy new pants for yourself?
No, well, they were meant to send me new pants when they got the letter, but they didn't.
How did you know the pant size of the person at the top of the list?
Because as part of the requirement, you had to put your name, your address and your size of pants.
Name, Sophie. Location, Chesterfield. pant size.
Careful, Scott, here.
I never got any.
You aren't going to guess.
Pardon?
Eight.
Yes.
Is that right?
Good guess.
God,
good
I'm
guess.
Good. It's like, you are. It's like I've done that before.
Is this going to become a regular feature where every listener you're going to guess their pant size?
Hello, my darling. I think a 10.
Becky could start this with jock straps.
Gross. Okay, well, Sophie, how many pants were you expecting to get in the post?
Well, I didn't get any. This was like 2 years ago, so I must be at the top of the list by now.
Yeah, but it must have said on the letter, if you send one pair of pants, then you'll get this many in return. How many did it say?
Oh, yeah, I think it was like 30.
Oh, I was hoping there'd be more than that.
I thought it'd be sorted for, like, life or something, you know.
You see, this is going to make you feel worse, right?
Life? How smeggy are you?
Right, this is going to make you feel worse. Charlene in Aberdeen's been on. She did the pants one, and she got 10 new pairs of pants back.
She didn't?
Yes, she did.
Oh, my God.
Hannah from Buckinghamshire sent pants, got 5 pairs back.
Oh, don't. You're making me feel worse.
You just picked the wrong pant person.
That's at least 10 years worth of pants for you.
It is.
It is, yeah. There you go.
I love you.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, Dan in Leeds has just finished work. He's a bit confused because he says Chappa sounds like he's down a well or something. It sounds like he's not in the studio or maybe in the garden. Chappa's decided he did want to have a barbecue today because the weather was quite nice, so he can't be here. So we're live from the barbecue now. Say hello.
G'day.
In Australia.
Yeah, in Australia, yeah.
Could be in Australia with that quality.
Really? I thought you said it sounded all right before.
Yeah, I changed my mind.
All right, okay.
It doesn't sound like you're here at all, which you're not.
Would you want me? I was going to say I could open the window, but I don't know if I can.
We better say you're not at a barbecue, you're doing cricket.
No, I'm working, I'm working hard at the cricket in Edgbaston.
You're a steward.
I'm not stewarding either.
Okay, you do the half-time entertainment, you do the warm-up.
Yes, all right. For the something
crowd.
Along those lines.
In Edgbaston.
Yeah.
It's 5:26 on Radio 1. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Paula.
You're right, Paula. Where are you today?
I'm in Timperley.
Americans say Timperley.
That's right.
But here, Timperla.
Timperla.
How can I help?
I just wanted to tell you that I did the pants scam and I got loads of pants.
How many did you get?
I got about 5 pairs.
That's pretty good. That's going to really annoy that girl on earlier who got none.
Yeah.
were they all the right size?
They were all the right size.
Let me guess. Oh, you said it. I was going to guess 12 as well. It's my new game. You ruined it.
Never mind,
next time. Okay, have you still got the pants? Do you still wear them? Are they old now?
No, they were a bit too lacy for me.
Oh, well.
Blimey.
Keep with their pants.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now, back in its regular time slot.
Oh, what's occurring?
Your chance to play along. Send me a text to 81199. Let me know how you do.
Oh, what's occurring?
Bang on 5:30, I think you'll find, for the first one back in the afternoon. Chappers is at the cricket in Edgbaston. Hi.
That isn't its regular time slot.
Oh, well, yeah.
What's happened to 5:38?
Regular, well, as regular as I can be.
Right.
Becky, are you ready?
No.
Let's go for it.
Oh, I don't want to hear any more about your regularities.
Right, first one. You know Steve Coogan?
Yeah.
Off of Alan Partridge and lots of other characters?
Yeah.
Do you think someone like Steve Coogan keeps up with current music like what we do?
No.
Do you think he is a fan of Alicia Dixon?
Oh, no, that's a different question.
For yes. Her music, I mean.
Yes.
Well, I decided to put him to the test. We played Steve Coogan, the boy does nothing, when he came in the other day. But when we stopped it, could he carry on singing it? How well does he know that song? My question to you is, how long would Steve Coogan carry on singing Alicia Dixon's The Boy Does Nothing? Chappers.
11 seconds.
11 before he just didn't know anymore.
Yeah. Oh, well, now, I'm not sure he'll even get the words right to start with, but I think he'll try for about 11 seconds.
Okay, good. Becky.
6 seconds.
Let's find out.
What's occurring?
Here's Steve Coogan carrying on singing. Alicia Dixon.
I got a man with two left feet. And when he dances down to the beat, I really think that he should know that his rhythm's go, go, go.
And he dances, and I watch him. He's kind of funky, he's kind of cool. He's a little bit irresponsible, but he's cool. And I like his clothes, even though he's the kind of person who might not necessarily have my best interests at heart. But I see him on a Saturday night in Camden, and he wears a strange hat and skinny jeans, and he's over 30. And that means it's a cry for help that he's so self-consciously trendy. But I really fancy him. And then we go home, and the next day I go and buy something in Camden from a store where the people wear goth-type makeup. And then I'm really, really trendy, and it's a bit of a mishmash, but it's quite fashionable to not try singing that well in those kind of sort of North London-y ways. And I'm bored already.
Right, there we are. There's a little bit in that when you sound like singing about Nick Grimshaw.
But I see him on a Saturday night in Camden, and he wears a strange hat and skinny jeans, and he's over 30.
Apart from that bit, obviously. So Steve Coogan didn't really get the tune or anything, but he did carry on. So you said 11 seconds. It was actually 1 minute 10 seconds, Chappers.
Was it?
Yeah, you get it.
Oh, what's the kidding?
You don't get it. You get the point.
Thanks.
Next one. You know Anton Deck?
Yeah.
They're great, aren't they?
Very good.
On the biggest show at the moment, Britain's Got Talent. Did you see them with Susan Boyle on Sunday night?
No.
A little bit patronising.
Yeah.
They're normally not at all, Anton Deck. They normally leave that to Amanda. But...
You didn't say all of this last night, did you?
But no.
No.
But they were on this particular occasion. My question to you, how many times did Anton Deck say, "Good girl"?
Oh, no.
To Susan Boyle.
To Subo?
To Subo on Sunday night. Good girl. Becky.
13. Why are you laughing?
Because that's a ridiculous guess.
What, too many or too little?
Don't tell us, Scott. 8.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Anton Deck with Susan Boyle on Britain's Got Talent. Isn't she a good girl?
This one little woman from a tiny village in Scotland has got the whole world talking about her.
Susan, you've been waiting all day to do that. How did it feel?
Fantastic.
Good girl.
Fantastic.
Good girl.
This one little woman.
Did it add to the pressure for tonight, though?
What pressure? It was really good tonight.
Good girl.
Really
good
girl.
This one little woman.
You've enjoyed every minute, have you?
I've enjoyed every second. Good. And I'll do it again.
Good.
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 On behalf of the whole world, thank you, Susan.
Little woman.
Wow. 5 patronising good girls in there. And we mixed it up with a bit of...
other patronising stuff.
A bit of Amanda, you know, just talking about...
This one little woman.
This little woman... from Scotland. And look at her now, this little woman. Oh, God. Anyway, like I said, they do normally leave it to Amanda. But well done to Anton Deck for getting 5 in there, which means that, Chappers, you win again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh! What's occurring?
This one little woman.
Right, next one.
It's obviously my lucky ground, Edgbaston. Yeah, it's where I win. Oh, maybe I should play every day from here.
Good boy.
Don't do that again, please.
Last one. You know Rav off Crime Watch?
Yes.
He's the hunky policeman one that solves all the crimes on Crime Watch.
I had a mastermind with him.
Wow. What a nice man.
Very nice man.
Let's say that a stalker type maybe found his phone number and then rang Rav up.
Yeah.
Do you think that he would be nice to the stalker type, or do you think he'd be like, "Go away," like a proper sleb?
I think he'd be nice.
Okay, well, let's find out. I called Rav off Crime Watch today, being his stalker, You know the one I'd do. Yeah.
Oh, you're doing it as character, are you? I thought you were just doing it as you.
No, I'm doing it as it's the one with the slight Bristolian accent.
Okay.
We haven't done it for a while. My question to you both, how long could Rav on the from Crime Watch stay on the phone to his stalker for before he just wanted to go?
50 seconds.
Becky.
I think he's nicer than that. 1 minute 20.
Let's find out then.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Rav from Crime Watch being phoned up by his West Country stalker again.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, is that the policeman?
I'm ex-police.
You're actual Rav, aren't you? OMG, I can't believe this. I'm speaking to actual Rav off Crime Watch off BBC One. I love you on that show. I do.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear it.
OMG, I am your biggest fan. I can't... Right, what I've done is I've nicked this phone off someone, right? And it's got your number in it. So do you fancy coming around and arresting me? Because I got stolen goods. So you could bring your handcuffs if you want.
Oh, dear, I don't know about that.
Right, well, the thing is, I love it when you're that torso of the week in heat. I loves that.
Oh, no.
Don't have nightmares.
No,
I never have nightmares with you, Rav. I have lovely dreams.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah. Can we meet up sometime, maybe?
Oh, I don't know. What's your name?
Oh, I can't remember.
You can't remember?
Paul's my name.
Paul.
Yeah, I'm your biggest fan.
Well, that's very sweet of you, Paul.
Yeah, I've got all of your work on DVD. Can I come round your house?
That's probably not going to happen, Paul.
I'm thinking about committing a crime just so I can meet you. What do you think about that?
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't advise you did that.
I'm quite nice. I'm not a stalker or anyone weird.
You're not a stalker or anyone weird, but you just phone me up out of the blue and say you want to commit a crime if I arrest you.
Is there like a small crime I could do where I wouldn't get into loads of trouble, but I could still meet you, Rav, off Crime Watch?
Oh, I'll tell you what, you could come on the road show.
Oh, come on, anything you want. Yeah, I'll do that. Can I phone you at this time every day, though, just for a chat, then, if you're not prepared for me to come round?
So you want to phone me every single day at the same time, do you?
Yes, I do. We could be friends, Rav.
Paul, you are my friend, but no, we will not be speaking every day on the phone, because I'm a very busy man, Paul.
Oh.
As okay. I'm sure you are, too.
I'm not busy at all. I got all the time in the world for you, Rav. Anyway, I'll see you at the road show.
See you there, Paul. Take care. Bye-bye.
I'll commit a small crime, and I'll be there.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Yeah. What a nice
man. That was frighteningly good.
Yeah.
Were you acting?
It was 2 minutes 21 he stayed on the floor.
Bless Rav.
You said he was nice.
Can I just say, loads of people on the text are saying, did you talk about Susan Boyle and Good Girl yesterday on the show?
In the morning?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, Chap has still got it wrong, even though he was there and listening at the time?
No, because I thought there were an extra 3 good girls, but in fact he just went good, good, good.
So you were trying to cheat and you still messed it up?
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't cheating at all. It's called revision and preparation, Becky.
Yeah.
It's how you get ahead in sporting contests.
If you were here yesterday, you would have known that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's a punishment. This is
well,
unfair.
You were the one that couldn't be bothered to come in whilst we're
working
hard. Says
the man at the cricket today.
Anyway, so...
You're such a bad loser.
It's 2-1 to Chappers on today's I Was A Car, and let me know how you did, please, on the text. Thank you very much.
Oh. Radio 1
Podcast. Right, so we've got another song for the musical. If you would like to... listen to any of these in your own time, you can, because they're on demand now at Radio 1 Online. If you go to the Scott Mills pages at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, some of the songs that we have been sent for consideration for the musical that we're doing in the Edinburgh Festival in August are on there now, so you can hear them. And don't worry, Fraser and Sunderland and everyone else that sent in one and are now thinking, oh, that's not good enough, we just haven't put those up yet. There will be more to come at Radio 1 Online. Follow the musical's progress on Twitter at Mills the Musical. And this is another one from Craig and Tashaka. Now, they sent us this this track last week. I remember not being that happy with the ending. So they've gone back. And thanks very much for this. Now, this you didn't quite get this story about this one, didn't you, Becky?
No, I didn't understand what was going on.
Right, well, let's say a celebrity like, for instance, pick a girl celebrity that might fancy me, chappers.
Beth Ditto.
Okay, let's say that Beth Ditto falls for me, as ladies often do, but I have no idea who she is, as is often the case. Okay?
Right.
Zoe Salmon, for example, right? That's a perfect example right there, the guest that you booked last week.
Okay.
Utterly, utterly wants it off me. I didn't really know who she was before she came in. And that's what this song is about, okay?
Right, okay.
Here it is, from Craig and Tashaka. Could be part of Scott Mills the Musical. Change the end.
We talked for a while, I endeavoured to smile. Our chemistry, it was stirring. As I tried to conceal my thoughts, as my manager talks, Scott says,
oh, what's occurring?
He jokes that we've dated, but I wish that we'd dated. I only saw him once at that gala. We could go for a walk, and we'd laugh, and we'd talk, and we'd finish with a tikka masala. I'm a celebrity, and Scott is unknowingly catching me in his spell. If only he could tell. He schmoozes us all, but I'm not like the rest. I'd let him in my... celebrity. Scott, will you marry me?
That's better. That's Beth Ditto singing that. Dun, dun. I like that a lot. Thank you very much, Craig and Tashaka.
So, how did it end? How did it end?
Well, you have to come to the musical, my darling, and find out.
I think... that, well, what are you going to say to Beth, then? I think you... this could be the whole new ending, and you could marry Beth Ditto at the end of the
musical. We don't know. Like, we're still writing it. We don't know. That's why we're still asking for lots of ideas and lots of plot lines from our listeners. It's a team effort, this.
I think somebody'd have to ghost them to better an idea where you marry Beth Ditto at the end of the musical.
Well, it's one idea, but we don't want to close this off. We want to still get as many songs in from people, as many plot lines and ideas for it as possible. So if you've got anything you think, you know, get creative with it, just send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Might be in Scott Mills the Musical.
Are you trying to avoid having to marry Beth Ditto at the end?
I'm just saying...
I don't think it should even end there. What about the kids and stuff?
It's just an option.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Hi, Nick.
Hello, Scott.
Hello. Where are you?
I'm in a lay-by near Salisbury... on my way to see my girlfriend.
Fair enough. So you're going to go and see Gossip tomorrow night, aren't you?
I am indeed.
Whereabouts?
In Brighton.
Well, see, you could really help me out, couldn't you?
Yeah, I could ask Beth to marry you.
At the end of the musical?
Yep.
Okay, so we've got three nights in Edinburgh. What do you think the chances are of her marrying me at the end?
I think she'd be up for it.
Okay, well, can you ask then?
I will definitely ask.
Shouldn't you be asking yourself rather than using a go-between? No offence to Nick.
No, it's good because the thing is with Beth, she gets right in there in the crowd, like at Radio 1's big weekend.
Mm.
She doesn't just go right to the... she doesn't go to the front, she's go right into the middle of the crowd. So you've probably got a better chance of speaking to her, Nick, than I have.
Yeah, definitely.
Obviously, there will be madness all around and she will be singing, but if you could just whisper in her ear or something and ask her, that would be great.
Yeah, as soon as she hears your name, I mean, I'm sure she'll say yes.
She'll just go weak at the knees.
Definitely.
Okay, right, let me know how it goes.
Okay, I will do.
Love you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Oh, dear. Well, all I can do is apologise, really. What happened was... I actually cut off the beginning of the Rasmus song, which contains the Rasmus alert. It sounded like this.
This is Radio 1.
And then launched straight into the song, which I know you should never do. So many people on the text have been saying, oi, you promised the Rasmus alert. Where was it? Caught me off guard. Now it's stuck in my head. Where was the Rasmus alert? That's from David. Jen's been on. I just tried to call her. I think she might have fainted or something. You didn't play your alert for the Rasmus. You made me almost vomit when it came on. My ears are bleeding. Jen in Glasgow. Let me just try and phone Jen back now. But she's...
I think that's a bit harsh.
Hope she's all right.
Hmm? That is a bit harsh, isn't it?
Yeah.
We need a warning, but it's not that bad.
Well, it's up to you, isn't it, what you do with the Rasmus warning. Come on, Jen.
Hi, you've reached Jen's voicemail.
See, that's not good, is it? Sorry, Jen. What normally happens, just for future reference, on is in the shadows, but on the Rasmus, it goes like this. They put their own alert at the beginning of the track, just so you can, you know, either turn it down or turn it up. But that wasn't on there this time. Like I said, all I can do is apologise. It won't happen again.
Podcast.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, who's that?
It's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. You got in from work?
I have, yes.
What's going on?
My toaster plays the Rasmus tune when it's ready.
Really? So you get the Rasmus alert in your life all the time?
All the time. We just, both my husband and I break out.
Right. So it sounds like this, does it?
It does.
I've never heard of a toaster playing the Rasmus before.
Okay, hold on then. It's going to go in a minute.
Are you there now?
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay, you're just waiting for the toaster to be done?
I am.
And then as it pops up, does it just do the Rasmus?
Yeah.
This is weird.
Does it do the whole song or just the warning?
Oh.
Just the alert.
Okay.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
How well done do you like your toast? Are we going to be here a while?
No, I've put it on the lowest setting. So.
Okay.
Good work.
Did you choose that toaster with the Rasmus in mind? You thought, oh, I love that song. I'm going to get a toaster that plays it.
No, God, you'll be joking. I would never have bought it otherwise.
Is it an official Rasmus product? Is it part of their merchandise range?
It could be.
I'm not being funny, Jackie, but this is like a national radio station. We are waiting for your toast to come
out. I can't help it. I can't make it go any faster.
Zane's coming up at 7 tonight. I'm going to play the Wombats in a minute. And,
the one that doesn't speak is Googling Rasmus toasters.
I think he wants one.
Yeah.
Hold on. Sorry.
Just on the lowest setting.
It is on the lowest setting. Hmm. It's just taken the longest it's ever been.
Doesn't normally feel this long, does it?
No.
When you're doing it in the morning and stuff.
Yeah. Always the way.
Tell you what, I tell you, next year's Sony Award is in the bag. All because of you, Jackie, and your Rasmus toaster.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, good.
See?
In the shadows. Yeah, same. I'm so glad I waited for that. I really am.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.